The following program contains names, places, and events that have been anonymized or fictionalized for the purposes of protection and safety. The following program is provided for entertainment purposes only, and any commentary from the hosts are strictly conjecture and should not be held as making any definitive statements about the truth or identity of any particular individuals or circumstances. If you or a loved one are involved in an abusive relationship, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 for support.
Hi, Hannah.
Oh, hello.
I'm so excited to be here with you for another episode. This has been so fun with you. How are you doing?
I know. We're good. I mean, y'all, so we started recording this before we put out episodes, and now episodes are out. And let's just like quickly say, oh my God, we're obsessed with you. Thank you so much for listening. Big hug to every single person listening.
We adore you guys so much. Thank you for your support. We love you.
And some of you sent questions and comments about last week's episode. If you haven't listened, you have to go listen because we had three amazing women come on and tell us their story.
But we were all left with so many questions.
I know. So, I mean, I'm like literally on Instagram. We just want to give you a quick little update on that before we go into our story this week. So let's see, Jake, I'm not going to say your whole name, but it's on Instagram, so it's fine. Jake had a lot of questions, commented on Instagram, like, how did the pic get on Julie's radar on Facebook before Stacey made it public? I think it didn't get on her radar until it went public on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what made it.
I think that was the whole thing.
Right, was that it went public and that's when she saw it. And then they started piecing things together. Then he had to start making excuses for who she was.
Mm-hmm. So it all like this whole story, it sounds like a lot of the information was like a bomb dropped on them within like a week. Like, it was so crazy.
They had a lot to unpack all at one time.
Jake asked about how close they lived. One of them lived in another state, but one of them lived within like an hour or two apart. Y'all, so many questions. We're thinking of starting a Patreon so we can just like answer all of these questions. Let us know if you want us. But I also just love how many people commented that they either had similar stories or just felt like they were so inspired by the community of these women. So
it was wild how many people were like, oh, I can relate, something similar happened. It just goes to show you like how much is actually out there that's going on. So you guys, if there's more to the story, we will definitely keep you updated. So keep listening.
Today though, episode 3, it's a different kind of episode again. So we're doing three kind of episode. We solved a case. We had people bring us their story. And now the one, the only, Mackenzie is going to tell me an amazing story.
So I wanted to introduce you guys to a form of investigation that I do when it comes to cheaters. I want to kind of give you a little bit of insight into my life as a surveillance investigator. So are you ready to hear this story, Hannah?
I am, because this is like your Instagram, your TikTok 2.0. Now we're getting Mackenzie unfiltered as long as Mackenzie damn well pleases. I'm so excited. So excited. Let's go.
Definitely. It's a doozy.
It's a doozy. Oh boy.
So as a private investigator, I often get asked if it's ever dangerous, and the answer is typically no. However, I have been in a situation where I've been accosted. I've been in situations where I've been sexually attacked, and it's kind of dangerous out here, and you always have to keep your guard up. But one situation I was in required me to use some skills that I had learned regarding self-defense. And so when I read this ad, it was very dear to my heart. So I'm so excited to share it with you guys. Model mugging self-defense changed my life is the most common statement we hear from our graduates. Mary, a martial artist and recent March 2023 model mugging program graduate, said, "The model mugging self-defense course was the first course I ever experienced that seemed to actually understand what it was like to be attacked as a woman. It was so specific to the psychology, the freeze, the language attackers use against women, multiple ways women can be accosted, and the most straightforward ways to escape those scenarios. For over 50 years, model mugging is the leader in self-defense and personal safety role model mastery. Model mugging is the original comprehensive full-force self-defense program founded on analyzing thousands of crimes and applying adrenaline stress training against a padded attacker, enabling graduates' capability to handle real-world situations. The 20-hour curriculum addresses the lures criminals use, the tactics abusers apply, and how to identify defense options during the different phases of an assault. Our graduates learn to trust their intuition and recognize the danger signals of liars, cheaters, and con men so they can avoid negative or abusive relationships. Knowing how to use one's voice and body language when threatened changes a situation so graduates win without using physical skills. Predators recognize something different about them. They sense a hard target. When graduates use their boundary setting skills, they draw strength upon their course experiences of deterring and fighting back the padded assailant. Irene, a 2005 graduate of the program, shared her feedback in April 2023. The Model Mugging Self-Defense course gave me an opportunity to rewrite my past and made me understand that I was worthy of protecting and that I was capable of protecting myself. My life transformation started from there. A lot of great things happened to me since taking the course. Model mugging changed my life. Model mugging is much more than self-defense. Skills are practiced in a class-safe setting that adjusts to each person's capabilities. Check modelmugging.org and add your name on the invite list for the course closest to you. Okay, hold your pants on. A man called me and he said, "I need to do surveillance on my son-in-law." And his son-in-law is a sports ball player in another state.
Ew.
Yes. So he says, "I need to do surveillance on my son-in-law. He's coming to Florida and he is, I think that he's seeing another woman and I would like to find out for sure before I spill the beans to my daughter." Apparently, he had already spoken to the daughter and told her about his suspicions. And she says, "No, I don't think that's true. It's not a big deal. We're not going there. There's no way that's happening." So,
no, sports ball players are famous for never having extramarital affairs. It's common knowledge that they are incredibly loyal and would never do such a thing. So,
never.
I'm on. Yeah. Her femme tuition, on point.
Yeah. Well, the dad's is at least.
Yeah, his femme tuition is real.
So, he says, "We're going on a tropical vacation. It's going to be me and my wife," talking about my client and his wife, "their daughter, the son-in-law, and the children." But the son-in-law says, "I'm not going to go. I'm not doing well. They had been fighting in their marriage." And so he's like, "I'm just going to go down to Florida and hang out with some of my sports ball buddies." So ding, sure. Ding, ding, red flag for the dad. He's like, "I don't know." So he calls me and he says he's flying in. Here's his flight information. So I go and do surveillance at the airport waiting for this guy to arrive on the plane. Okay. Are you on board so far?
I am. And I'm curious. So when you do surveillance at an airport, can you like set the scene? Are you like parked outside? Do you go to baggage claim? Like, what's the deal?
Okay. So because when you fly in on a flight, I don't know if this person's going to get a rental car. Are they going to get an Uber? Are they going to get picked up by someone? And the dad didn't know. He suspected that he's going to be picked up by a woman that he is meeting here in Florida. So he's really not sure. So I have a couple of investigators that I hired along the way to help me. So I have one parked outside rental car. I have one parked out sitting in the airport outside the gate with me. I have one circling because you can't just stop at the pickup area. And I have one waiting in taxis. So we have.
Okay. This is my brain. This is how my brain works. Do you know the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Yes.
Have you seen it? You know, when Tom Hanks is like, or like they're trying to get him in the airport. I imagine that, but it's like Legally Blonde because it's you. So it's like legally blonde, like, staking out an airport in a trench coat. This is what I'm imagining, and I really love it.
So I'm at the airport, and the sports baller is coming off the plane, and I see him. So I'm like, okay, I don't know where he's going next. So I notify all the other investigators. I say, "Heads up, he's off the plane. I see him. I have eyes on him. I'm going to let you know where he goes." So I follow him down to another gate in the airport. There's several different gates, and everything's on one level when people fly in. So he gets off the gate and he's standing outside of another gate and he's just waiting there. And I'm thinking that he's lost because he's kind of looking around. And so I'm just kind of waiting to see what he's going to do, where he's going to go. So I have all the other investigators on standby. Well, then I notice that another plane arrives and there's a bunch of people getting off from another gate and he's looking through the crowd as if he's looking for someone. And I'm like, no way. He's waiting for someone else to get off the plane. Well, I'm thinking, okay, give the guy the benefit of the doubt. He's waiting for one of his sports ball buddies and they're going to leave together.
Sure. Sure. You're a good person.
So he sees someone that he knows clearly because he waves at her and she waves back at him. And without connecting, they didn't hug or kiss or anything. They went down the escalator to the baggage claim. Well, when they get to the baggage claim, I'm like, he's being a little suspicious. Like, they're not exactly hugging and kissing, but you could kind of tell that, like, they clearly know each other. He said hi, she said hi. So they're heading down to baggage claim and there's a Starbucks coffee bar in the baggage claim area. And he walks over there and she's standing at baggage claim by herself. So I'm thinking, okay, I need to find out some more information. So I walk up to her and
I'm so excited. This is my favorite thing about you. If anybody is, I don't know, new to listening or hasn't watched Mackenzie's videos, Mackenzie can get anything out of anyone because I would tell you my life secrets right now. Like, you're just the most bubbly, personable person. And I bet this girlfriend is just going to be like, yeah, I'm just here for my sports ball. I don't know. She's going to tell you everything.
Okay, so she's at the baggage claim and I walk up to her and I'm like, oh my gosh, I really love your bag. What a great travel bag. And she's like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, are you here visiting or are you arriving home? And she's like, oh, I'm just visiting. And it's so nice to be here. It's so nice and warm in Florida. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, it's, you know, she's like, what about you? And I'm like, oh, I live here. I'm from here. I'm just arriving home. And I said, there's a lot of great hotels around here. Are you staying in one of them? And she said, yeah, we're staying at the beach. And I was like, oh my gosh, which beach? I live over that way too. And she tells me the name of the beach over in that side of town. I'm trying to be as anonymous as possible. So she tells me.
You're doing great.
She tells me what area they're going to. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, they have a bunch of new hotels over there. Are you staying in one of the new ones? And she says, no, we're staying at this one. And she tells me the name of the hotel that she's going to stay at, right?
Like, amazing.
This can't be true. And I'm like, there is no way that she just told me the name of the hotel that they're going to stay at. I was like, there's no way. Like, this is too good to be true. No freaking fracking way this is happening. Well, sure enough, sports baller comes back from the coffee bar, hands her the coffee. She points to her bag and he picks it up for her. So I'm like, Yahtzee! Like, he's totally with her. They're totally together. Confirmed. Like, he can wave and she can wave. There's like no evidence of anything there, right? But now he's handed her a coffee. He has a coffee and he grabs her bag off the belt. They wait for his bag. He grabs his bag and they start to leave together, okay?
Yes, Sherlock Holmes cracked that case. I mean, I would have been like, what's the name on the cup here? Like, now I'm starting to think like you. You follow them, right? I hope.
Of course we did. Are you new here?
Yes.
So I actually, you said get the name off the cup, but I got the name off the bag. So whenever he pulled her bag off the spinny thing, what's it called? The belt. He grabbed her bag. They're waiting for his bag. And I kind of look down and I see her name and I'm like, no freaking way. This is way too good to be true. So now they start to leave and they go down to rental car. So I have my investigator down there going, I have them down at rental car. I told him they were heading that way. He says, they're getting a rental car. Do you want me to follow him? And I'm like, yeah, like we can follow him, but we don't need to stay like hot on their trail. Like, we don't want to get busted because they have the whole weekend. Mind you, his wife and children and his in-laws are going to like this tropical vacation that he's skipping out on to hang out with his sports ball buddies in Florida And now we know that that's kind of not true, right?
Yeah.
So, but as they're walking to the rental car, they're holding hands. They haven't kissed yet. They haven't done anything. They're just holding hands, which is like kind of a Yahtzee moment, but maybe it's his sister, right? Okay. So still benefit of
okay,
the doubt.
Okay, fair.
So we-
Did you get a picture? Like at this point, do you take a picture?
Oh, I'm getting video of all of it. Videotaping all of it. So
you're amazing.
I have videotape of them holding hands and they still haven't kissed. Like there's been no, like this could be his aunt, his sister. It could be anybody. So we're still kind of,
it could be his sports ball buddy, women in sports.
Totally.
So
totally.
Support the women's sports teams. It's probably not. Okay. Continue.
It's probably not. So they leave, they go to get the rental car. We follow them, but we're kind of not hot on their trail because she's already told me where they're staying. And I'm familiar with the area. I knew the hotel. I knew all of it. So I was like, we can just post up there, like no big deal, but we still want to follow and get that money shot. Like we want to see for sure what they're doing. We want to see that connection, whether it's intimate, romantic, friendly, whatever it is, right? So hand holding. Yeah. Fine, but it's not a smoking gun. So it, like I've seen crazier, right?
I love that you as a private investigator is me watching TV, because every time I watch a show, whether or not they're, I just like, it's not like a horny thing. I just want everyone to kiss. Like all the characters, anytime characters get along, I'm like, they should kiss right now. Like they should just like, and it's a every problem time. Because it's simply not always the actual right choice of the characters, but I always want characters to kiss.
No, anyway, same.
So that's
same.
Where, and you just get to have a job where you want people to kiss.
So I kind of don't want them to, because that's heartbreaking, right? But also like, I don't like, it's still my job. Like I want to get that money shot just to prove it.
It is heartbreaking, but if it's happening, you are helping the people that it's happening to.
Absolutely.
By getting that money shot.
Absolutely.
You can be the good person. I'll be the one that's like, yes!
Double-edged sword for sure. So I know this hotel. I know where they're going. They go to the hotel and we see the car pull in. We see them go to the hotel. They still had to check in at the front desk. So I go in behind them and I'm just kind of like lollygagging around, just kind of looking around like I belong there, whatever. And when
just
they-
Just looking around all willy-nilly.
Just all willy-nilly, just walking all around. And just like, you walk in like you own the place and nobody knows any different. So anyways, they finish their check-in and they start to walk toward the elevator. So I walk toward the elevator with them. So they get into the elevator. I get into the elevator. I pretend to be fiddling in my purse and with my phone. They press the button. They're like, what floor? So I look up and see which one is lit up.
Did you get nervous that she was going to be like, weren't you just at the airport?
No. People don't pay attention. I had like, so I had changed my clothes by that time. Like I was wearing like a,
sure.
like a summer dress and I had put on like shorts and a t-shirt and like I put on like a cardigan. So like the, people don't notice as much as you think they will. So no, I was not worried. It was like hours later. I was not worried about it.
That's it's interesting because how many things happen that we just like don't pay attention. Both people are watching us, but also I don't know. I just feel like I could be more vigilant.
Well, I've learned also throughout the years that people do not, a lot of people tell me, they're like, if you were following me, I would know it. No, you wouldn't. Like there's no one would ever know. And people are like, are you worried about them noticing you from social media? And I'm like, no. I sit in a dark car most of the time. And when I'm doing surveillance, like I know how to hide in plain sight really well. So this bubbly, energetic person that you see is not the person doing surveillance. It's a totally different.
Just fit right in.
I blend right in.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I had gotten onto the elevator and I was looking down, like totally not making eye contact. They're, you know, still not kissing, still not doing anything. So I remember getting on the elevator and I was fiddling with my phone, looking down, and they said, what floor? And I looked up, I saw what button they had hit. And I was like, oh, 9, just like you. And so, or whatever floor it was. And so they get off the elevator. I get off with them and I'm still fiddling on my phone, just pretending to text or whatever I'm doing. And they get off the elevator and they go down the hall. They turn left out of the elevator. I turn right because the hallways weren't super long. So I turn right and I'm kind of looking behind me. They're not paying attention to me. They go to the hotel room at the very, very end, which is like the corner suite, right? So now I know which hotel room they're in.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what happened. I go down the elevator, I go around the back of the hotel, and I look up and I can see their balcony.
Whoa! Oh my, okay, genius.
Yes. And so the balcony has a glass wall. Instead of like railing, it's a glass clear wall. Like you can see right through it. So I could see everything.
The whole thing.
Every time they came out onto the balcony. And so I went out there and I'm like, for sure they're going to come outside, because when you go to a new hotel and there's a beautiful balcony, don't you go outside and say, let's check out the view? Of course you do.
And then they make out. They should make out on the balcony.
They should totally kiss. And guess what? They totally do. Nice. And so I'm down on the beach. I'm using my video camera and I am videotaping them kissing. Like I'm just sitting there with a video camera looking up at them. Now, obviously, I'm blending in. Like they're not going to like look down and just see me. I made sure that
hiding. Your camera crew.
I didn't have a camera like directly in front of my face. Like I was holding it.
You just made me think about how nowadays everyone is a content creator. Everybody's an influencer. Like everybody's filming themselves all the time or filming stuff. I feel like that makes your job so much easier.
Well, it's also great at sporting events. You can always like just have a camera out. Nobody knows that you're actually videotaping them.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Concert.
I mean, I've done it. I've quote unquote taken the selfie to take videos of, I don't know, hot people. Probably. I don't know what I did.
I feel like we need some more information on that.
Oh, just my own little PI business, just stalking the cuties. this whole podcast is going to make me seem like a crazy, crazy person. And you know what? It's time the world knew.
Well, I feel like armchair detective is definitely like a qualifying investigative job.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll keep doing it.
You're welcome. Well, I need you here because I need you to hear these stories and tell me that they're as crazy as I think they are.
They are. Okay, so they made out
but
on
it gets better.
It gets
better. Just freaking wait. There's so much more. Okay, so I get them making out on the balcony, right? Fine. Now we know for sure. Well, now I want to see what they're doing all weekend. The dad has paid me to do surveillance all weekend long. So I'm going to do the surveillance. I want to see everything. I want to know everything, all of it. So mind you, he's making out on the balcony with this woman and while his family is on a tropical vacation that he skipped out on all weekend long. I get them walking down the beach, holding hands, going to dinner, in the swimming pool, in the hot tub, at the bar, at the swim up bar. They're doing all the things. So I get them all weekend long. And now we have the evidence that we need for the dad. This is what the dad wanted to confirm for sure. So I give him the information and the guy goes back to wherever he lives. Everybody goes back to normal. So I guess he tells his daughter what he found. Well, about 6 months later, I get a call from the daughter, the wife. So my client's right. daughter, and who is my subject's wife.
When you say he tells his daughter what you found, like that's, you sent all of this footage. They've seen the evidence.
They've seen the evidence. They see the video, hours of video. So 6 months later, the daughter of my client and the wife of my subject calls me and she says, hey, I want to fly you out here because I want you to do surveillance. I think that things are going on way more than what happened in Florida. And I need to get to the bottom of it. I've tried to sweep it under the rug. I've tried to ignore it, but something is going down. I need to know what it is. So I'm like, okay, fine. I will totally come out there. But I told her, I said, you know, instead of flying me out there, you could hire someone local to you and it might be a little cheaper because if I come, I'm going to charge you for the airfare. You'd have to cover my expenses. And she goes, I don't want anybody but you. Like, I want you to come out here. I see that something is going on, like for sure. I need to know what it is because I guess if she can prove that there is infidelity in the marriage, she can get a lot more in the divorce according to the prenup. I fly out there and I spend a weekend out there. And when I tell you, he leaves his home, says goodbye to his wife. And she even told me, she said, he kissed me on the forehead. He said goodbye. He's going to do something with the sports ball training or whatever they do. And he's going to be gone for the weekend. He kissed me on the forehead. He told me he loved me. He can't wait to see me again. And, you know, he already misses me. All the sweet things that you want to hear. So he leaves and everything's fine. Well, I follow him to a hotel just over the next state. Now, mind you, she had rented me a car and everything. And so I'm able to go wherever I want, but the car doesn't have tinted windows because it's a rental car. So when I do surveillance, usually I have blacked out windows. No one can really see. They don't really pay attention anyways.
Pay attention.
Now, I had to be super careful because now I'm in a car with no window tint. I'm in an area that I'm not familiar with. So I follow this guy quite a long distance. It was like 3 hours away. I follow him to this hotel and I see the same woman. And I'm like, okay, so now I can prove that they're still seeing each other. The next day, they are house hunting together. After he just told he just told the wife, I love you. I miss you already. I can't wait to see you. Smoochy, smoochy. And then he's house hunting with this girl. There's an open house. So there's a ton of people there, right? So I go in, like I'm just part of this group of people. There's probably like 30 people in this place. There's like, there's snacks and stuff. I was hungry, like whatever.
Yeah, it's an open house.
So I
love
go
an
in.
Open house.
I love
especially for houses. I know I can't afford. I just like walk in. I'm
you
like,
could never
yes.
afford it. But like they're so pretty to look at.
Oh, it's fun. It's a great way to spend an afternoon is an open house you can't afford. But not when you have a wife and children.
Right? So we're in this open house and you can hear them talking to the realtor or broker, whoever, I don't know. I'm not in that field. Whoever it was that was leading the open house or whatever, you can hear them talking about setting up plans for like where they're going to put the couch and where they're going to do this and what they could do with this. And all of these things, like you could tell they were talking about like them living there together, right? So I'm like, no freaking way. Like, this is bonkers. Like, so I'm so confused. So I did not call the wife. I was like, let me see what else happens.
Because this is such an ambitious move to make for a public figure.
Wait.
Who also knows that his wife like knows this is going on. Okay, keep going. You're so excited. You're about to scream.
My head is going to explode because I have so much more to tell you. Wait, are you ready?
I'm ready.
So they go house hunting, right? And then they go to dinner. And guess what happens at freaking dinner in this nice restaurant? Do you want to take a stab?
He proposes?
He proposes to the girlfriend.
Oh my God. Wait, I got it. I hate that I can think like him. Wait, but that's crazy. I was either going to say that or they have a kid.
No, they don't
like,
have a kid.
Like she like has a child.
But
thank goodness. But does she know that he has a wife and family?
Oh, just wait. So he proposes to her and he's like, she's like, yes, I'll marry you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting the whole thing on video. I'm like, no freaking way, right?
Oh my, and the people next to you are like, how cute. This is so sweet. Well, put it on TikTok.
Yes. And so I excuse myself. Like I kind of left the bar where I was sitting and I go outside for a second. And I call my client and I'm like, I just need to tell you this is what's going on. And I didn't want to tell her exactly what restaurant they were at because I didn't want to cause this. I didn't want her to come up there causing a scene.
Right.
So I made sure just to tell her what was going on. And I told her he just proposed to her. And she said, that's funny because he's texting me, telling me how much he loves me and how much he misses me.
The audacity.
I'm like, what? Like, what is going on? It's the freaking Twilight Zone.
This is how people, like every, you know, people are so blown away and judgmental about like Khloe Kardashian and it's like, but people at this level have a confidence that they can get away with absolutely anything.
They think they just own everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it. Okay, okay. So now he's got two wives, almost.
So remember how I told you at the airport I saw what her name was?
Yes.
So I knew her name, and I had given that to the dad when I turned in my report and gave him all the information. So they had her name. They also had her phone number. So the wife calls her while they're at the restaurant, gives her a call on the telephone, and says, "Hello, this is Sports Baller's wife.
Congratulations on your engagement." Oh my God.
Exactly. Freaking panic ensues. Mind you, I'm videotaping all of it. I have all of it on video.
What does the woman do? Like, when she gets that call, she's sitting there like at the restaurant?
So the Sports Baller is sitting there like, everything is perfect. Everything is fine. He's excited to hear who she's talking to. And she's freaking white as a sheet. And she's looking at him, and you could tell that, like, she just had a smile that she had when she answered the phone was just like frozen on her face. Like, there was no other expression she could make at all whatsoever. Like, she was like, no freaking way.
This is a movie.
It totally. So she ends up totally freaking out. She finally realizes, like, it clicks in her head what's going on, and immediately changes from this frozen smile to panic. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. And she's picking things up and putting them down. Like, she literally could not figure out what to do with herself. And I remember from across the, like, I'm at the bar, so I can't really hear like exactly what they're saying, but I can kind of see what's going on. And she's not yelling, but she's talking very fast and very like a little bit high
panicky.
Yeah, like, very panicky.
Freaking out.
She's like, I'm done with you. All the eyes in the restaurant are glued to Sports Baller. And he's like, oh my God, I have to go. He puts his hand over his head, and he like bows his head, and he starts to walk out. And now he has none of them. There's a part that I left out. It was his personal assistant. Personal assistant. It was his really? Personal assistant.
Oh my God.
But she was a virtual assistant. She was doing things for him, like not one-on-one, like in his home and picking out his laundry, whatever they do. I don't know what personal assistants do, but like, what I know about having a personal assistant. But she was like a virtual assistant, but they would meet up all the time. The wife knew about her, but he kind of made it seem like they weren't really connected, like in person, that it was super, super just like virtual. They never saw each other or whatever. So whenever it all came out, she found out that she was the virtual assistant, and she was like, no way. Like, this personal assistant thought that he was getting divorced. Like, she thought that he was done with his marriage, that he was moving on, and he was moving on.
But
with
this is so common. I mean, that's so common. I just watched Sex Lives of College Girls for the first time, and there's a whole thing about that where the guy's like, I'm going to break up with my wife tonight. And it's like, no, you're not.
Oh my God.
And it's not any of these women's fault at all. It's just stupid. Yeah. And that's hopefully why, if anyone's listening and feels a little bit of a tingle in their tummy about something going on, it's just worth trusting yourself. You're
that's
very
called
smart.
Femtuition.
Oh my God. Well, I can't. I caught myself at one point doing the classic, like, why is she staying with him? But I know every marriage is so much more complicated than that. And there's also, I don't know, like, why am I blaming her? Right. Like,
it's hard too. What do you do? Like, they have kids, right?
And so she's probably amazing.
Well, it's easy for you to say, like, if he cheats on me, like, I'm leaving. Right. But you have kids and all of these things. And as much as you want to say, girl, I'm like, I left. Like, he cheated on me one time, I'm done. Like, that's a lot. And especially if you haven't worked in like almost 20 years because you've been married to this fella and he's been providing for your family. And in the prenup, it says that she's not going to get anything. Like, that's it. Unless she can prove that there's infidelity. But then how do you admit to yourself and then say, okay. And she had been for a long time wanting to call me, but it wasn't for 6 months. She waited 6 months.
And that's also so hard on your kids to have to cast their father in the true light of who he is. Like, I mean, it's so sad that both of these women did not have a full understanding of what was going on. And even when they did, couldn't necessarily do something about it. But for the sake of the story, the wife's timing is unbelievably good. Like the fact that you happened to be called when he was literally proposing and she got to like have that as her moment.
I think she knew. Like, I really think that femtuition was there. I think that she had an inkling that he had bought jewelry or a ring or something. And that was another red flag for her. Because what are the chances that on that same exact weekend, he's proposing to her and you just happen to fly a PI in from another state to catch it? Like, how is this?
Just a little... It's just a wedding present.
Yeah.
Like, here's a little PI.
So I think she knew. I think that she didn't want to admit that she knew because I think that a lot of people feel...
That's hard.
Well, a lot of people feel ashamed like that they do stay when there's been infidelity. I think that she knew, but she didn't want to admit that because then she would have to admit that she knew and she stayed.
I'm so glad that she did eventually trust her gut because okay, we love Esther Perel. You like Esther? Do you know Esther Perel?
No.
She's that like... She's a psychologist who's really into she does relationship psychology. What a badass. But definitely has a lot to say about infidelity, where it comes from, why it is not necessarily the end of a relationship. And I think it has changed a lot of people's perspectives about how to come back to their partners. Whatever. We love that. But I feel like there's so many nuances to every situation and a very clear awful side of it is when it's a famous sports baller proposing to someone else. Like, that's different.
So I can't believe that someone who's a celebrity status like him, someone who's in the public eye, would actually show himself in public with someone that's not his wife, proposing to her, texting his wife, telling her that he can't wait to see her. He wants to make things work with her. He loves her so much. Like, all of this, like, how many personalities do you have, first of all? And second of all, how dumb are you? And it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, to this day, I do not understand.
Maybe we can end some episodes on my chaotic dating life. Just maybe someone you could scope out for me.
Okay.
I've had two recent Hinge dates. One was someone who talked exclusively about finance, which honestly, their passion was riveting and I'm happy for them. But I was kind of like, I almost felt like I needed to cut in and be like, I just want to give you some tips. Finance is not a flirt.
No.
And you got to break every now and then. And just even if you make a flirty finance joke, but there's got to be something in there. Anyway, you don't have to investigate him unless, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to, I'm not interested in financial fraud. He probably doesn't.
I've done,
I know that's a big case.
Too. I've done a lot of those.
Yeah. Too. Which would be fun. We should do one of the, I'm sure you have them lined up.
I have a lot of cases.
Yeah. And then investigate the other Hinge date I went on. I'm like, should I say it? Maybe I'll just drop that. And then the next episode, I'll tell people a little bit more and a little bit more. And they can stalk my Hinge dates.
Oh my gosh. Can we just live vicariously through your dates? Because I'm so dying to know about all of them.
I've said it before. Now that I have this podcast, I'm just hoping that I get scammed so that we can have a little more fun with it.
So we can put them on blast.
If you loved this episode, please tell a friend, you know, subscribe, comment, do all the things. And also, if you have a story like this, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, we need to hear it for sure. And make sure you rate us on wherever you listen to your podcast. That really helps us. Make sure you follow us on social at Dating Detectives Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And make sure you tell a friend, share, talk to us, interact with us there. We love to hear from you and we want to chat with you and hear all of your thoughts about the episodes and any questions that you have.
You can email us too at investigate@datingdetectivepod.com.
Send us your crazy stories. We want to hear them. Until next time.
Goodbye, my dating detective.
Goodbye, my beautiful armchair stew. See you later.